Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 50 for August 29th, 2013. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like The Real Mother Effing News, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Spanish Announce Table. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get into the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Send us an email, oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmovies, D-O-T-net. So without further ado, let's introduce our massive panel this week. Start with Mr. Heavyset.
Allons-y.
We've got Kebbo Trek.
The needs of the many.
We've got Carp.
What up?
We've got Gallifrey.
Hello, sweeties.
Hello, peasants. And last, actually second last, we got Will.
Thanks for having me.
And last and absolutely least, we've got Douchebag Ren.
Why are you recycling jokes from the previous podcast?
All right, let's get into the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
All kinds of news this week. First one, Bryan Cranston's cast as Lex Luthor in upcoming Superman movie. A Rambo TV series coming with Stallone. Ong Bak star Tony Jaa joins the ranks of Wan's Fast and Furious 7. Ben Affleck to play Batman in Zack Snyder's Man of Steel sequel. Bradley Cooper to voice Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. And James Cameron thinks all entertainment will inevitably become 3D. Heavy set, what would you like? I wonder what you would like to discuss this week.
I think before we get into any sort, we have to bring up the actual fact that we were going to do the chick flick episode this week. And then when everything came out, because even when the one that I'm going to pick came out, I was like, how are we doing the chick flick episode? We could do a whole episode on this one, but I want to talk about Batman and Ben Affleck, brother.
Wow. This came out rather quick. Word is that Zack Snyder has cast the one, the only, the Affleck to play Batman in the upcoming Man of Steel sequel, tentatively titled Batman vs. Superman. Warner Brothers made the official announcement confirming a July 17th, 2015 release date for the highly anticipated DC Comics sequel, as well as Affleck's involvement. Affleck won an Oscar this year for directing and producing Argo, which won Best Picture and also won one in 1998 for Good Will Hunting for Best Screenplay. And of course, he was in Jersey Girl. Heavy set. A lot of shit has hit the fan on all of the tweeters and all of the internets. People are not in favor of this choice. I'd like to get your thoughts on this.
I'm actually for it. Not completely for it. I'm just really interested to see what Ben Affleck's going to bring. I think he will be at least a good Bruce Wayne. Questionable in what he will be on Batman. But I think when it comes down to it, Christian Bale will be their favorite Batman. If not Christian Bale, Michael Keaton. Normally that's your top two for the most part, but I don't expect him to be that, so I want to see where he's going to fit. Is he going to fit worse than George Clooney and Val Kilmer? Is he going to feel at least a little bit better? I think a lot of people just overhype this whole thing and just like, oh my God, they're picking Ben Affleck, and literally one of my first response was, Matt Damon.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Because he's got the acting chops, he's the right age, and I could see him as Bruce Wayne. I don't know if I could see him as a Batman. That's the only thing. And I know Kebbo Trek harps on, you know, you got to have a guy who can play the two. We named a lot of people in our Batman triple episode, and his name did not come up at all. I'm guessing a lot of people have a lot to say, so I'm just going to throw it to the floor here.
Yeah. Wait, but the reason why we didn't say it, the reason why I never thought this in the world is because to me, Affleck was no longer an actor. At least not an actor in a movie that was not his. He became more of an artist in the sense of a director. And that's why I believe that the reason why he's doing this is because he will be directing the Justice League. I am sure of this.
When I figured it was just for the payday.
No, not at all. Because it happened. There was a rumor early on when Marvel was making the big bucks with Avengers that DC was like, "God, make a Justice League movie." It was a shit script, but it didn't work out. What the early rumor was that they wanted Ben Affleck to direct it, since he's one of the most loved directors at Warner Brothers, and he had said he would only. And the rumor was he wouldn't do it if he wasn't starring in it. And now we have the thing that he's being Batman. And if he's going to be Batman, he'll be Batman in Justice League as well. See, he's done very good movies, but he hasn't done any really big action films. He hasn't used much CGI. In the role of Batman, in his involvement in this movie, he will learn how to make this kind of movie. Whatever he doesn't know, he'll learn. And then he will apply that to the Justice League film. Like that, you can have two directors working at DC making films. You can have Zack Snyder making him, and Ben Affleck making the other ones as well. So that's what I think is the big picture behind all of this. And he'll stay as Batman.
Here's the thing, though. If the first one doesn't even get off the ground, why would you want him to direct the other ones? I mean, just talking about the buzz just like this week alone.
But why? What's the big...
People are almost near suicidal.
But why? Like I'm wondering. Like I don't think it's any bad. The reason why he didn't come up is just because I think he didn't see him as an actor in someone else's movie. That's all. And nobody really saw him that way. But, I mean, he's the right age. He's a good actor. He's got the perfect build for Batman. And he's got the jawline, too. I don't know. You tell me, old school. You're the one who's falling on this news. What's the negative behind it? Like, I know there is, but why is it negative? What's the big deal?
He's not seen as Batman.
Yeah, or how fucking terrible he was as Daredevil. How about that one?
You know what, guys? I'm one of the few people who actually didn't mind Daredevil. For what it was, I thought it was fine.
You also saw Mortal Instruments, so...
I did. But,
I think Karp brings up a good point with Daredevil, and that's, like, part of the reason. Not only Daredevil, but it's weird to me because... It's almost like we're remembering Affleck from 5-10 years ago and not what he's done in the last couple of years. So people are thinking of Daredevil, they're thinking of Geely, all kind of Jersey Girls, that kind of stuff.
What about Argo? Argo came out last year.
But that's the thing, like they're not seeing that Ben Affleck. It's almost like they're forgetting Ben Affleck of the last few years that, what was that other one, the Boston movie he was in?
The Town.
Like yeah.
It seems like we're forgetting the good stuff he's done in the last few years, and we're going back to when, you know, his not hot time, when he was making Daredevil, when he was in Geely.
And dating J-Lo.
Yeah, that's it. So I think people are being a little unfair on him, because if you look at, like, Val Kilmer, Adam West, Josh Whedon, they all think he's going to do a good job. And yeah, maybe they're just, you know, giving token support. But I actually think he's going to do a good job as well.
Here's the thing, though. His comic book experience has been horrible. It's completely horrible. So you want to see a possible Batman replacement, and you look at his comic book credentials, and you see that, how can you not think that this is going to be an absolute abysmal performance?
But don't forget, I don't know if anyone's seen Hollywoodland, where he played George Reeves on... like from the TV Superman from the 50s, and he was a very convincing Superman / George Reeves. So we're forgetting how good an actor he is. And also, the same backlash happened when Daniel Craig was announced for James Bond.
Or Heath Ledger as Joker.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just people are just reacting negatively when they hear this, but what it's doing is actually giving buzz to this film because people are talking about it. So, but I you can't judge him just solely on Daredevil because, I mean, his other comic book role was Hollywoodland, which he was fantastic in.
All right, we're going to throw it to the panel. Yay or nay, heavy set.
Yay.
Kebbo.
Can I just bring up one quick thing?
No.
Yeah. I guess it's more of a question. Do you guys think they'll play Affleck will play Bruce Wayne as more of a playboy or more dark? Because I have a feeling he's going to play him very dark, trying to try to maybe get a bit of a contrast with Superman.
I think he's going to play him like a playboy.
Me too.
Dark. This is an older Batman we're talking about. I don't think he'll be that playboy anymore. I don't know. I think he'll be just like he's seen a lot, you know?
Yeah, but we've seen as dark as you can get. the Dark Knight series.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I think it's just.
I mean, how more dark are you gonna get? Swear to me.
Anyway, I'll say yay as well.
All right, we got two yays. All right, it's Gallifrey, yay or nay?
I don't care. I really don't.
All right, we got two yays and an indifferent. Will.
Yay.
Three yays and an indifferent. I'm gonna say nay. I think it's a horrible mistake.
What the?
But hey. Oh yeah, Carp.
I'm gonna reserve my judgment until I see it. But I'm just wondering how many 1082s they're gonna have to call. Dead hooker.
I don't
dead
get
hooker,
it.
Oh,
disappearing
yeah,
a dead hooker from Ben Affleck's trailer. Jay and Silent Bob. Or oh, yeah. how much of a Red Sox fan Batman's gonna be this time?
That's a funny joke. I like
Fever
that
Pitch 2, starring Ben Affleck.
Like Batflack. Co-promotion with the Affleck Duck. Or Batflack.
That's, oh, yeah, he better not do the voice. I forgot. He better not do that stupid voice. Like,
swear to me.
If he does that.
Go watch the Red Sox.
Or he's like, fuck you, Will. I would buy the DVD if you said that. Kev Botrek, what would you like to discuss this week?
A lot of good topics. I'm going to go with Cranston as Luther.
Big surprise there. I know you're a big fan. And you've been calling for him to be cast as Luther, too, so read the article quickly. Cranston is said to have signed at least a 6-appearance deal with DC Comics, which means he may have more chances to destroy Superman in future Justice League films, according to Cosmic Book News. An official announcement is expected to be made after the conclusion of final season of Breaking Bad. Comic book fans will probably welcome Cranston's hiring following his celebrated portrayal of Walter White, a timid science teacher who starts cooking meth to pay his medical bills. Kev Botrek, I think it's a great casting. I would have preferred to see him as Gordon, but he's got the acting chops to play the lead antagonist. I mean, Breaking Bad has really opened up a lot of doors for him, and I think it's a great move. What do you think about this?
Definitely. And it's funny, if you would have said, like, if this casting would have been announced 5 years ago, everyone would have been like, this is insane. But I think, like, Breaking Bad was the perfect vehicle to kind of to show the range he has, and, like, I can totally see him as a villain now. It's like, even though Walter White's, he's more of the anti-hero, he just, like, he has that badassness to play the perfect Luther. He has the look. To me, he has, I don't know exactly how old Luther's supposed to be, but I think he has the right age for it. So when you combine the age, the look, and the acting, I don't see how he can't do a phenomenal job with it.
Anybody else want to throw in their two cents here?
I called it too. And he's a bit old for the role. Luther is supposed to be the same age as Superman, maybe a bit older. But I mean, I don't care. It's gonna be fine. I mean, if it's Cranston, if it's between like a younger dude and Cranston, you should always go for Cranston.
This movie is gonna make a ton of cash. Like I just,
oh yeah,
I can see it blowing away Dark Knight numbers.
So wait, regardless of Ben Affleck?
Yeah, regardless of Ben Affleck, just the franchise and the curiosity.
What if they bring Matt Damon as Robin? What's gonna is that? Better
Matt Damon. What do you think about Matt Damon as Batman?
I think
not right for it.
Oh, but Ben Affleck is.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
They definitely have different looks completely. Matt Damon's kind of a boyish cute to him.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
What?
Yeah.
There's two people who turned the role down, eh? It was Ryan Gosling who turned it down. Yeah,
wait,
Ryan Gosling
offered?
Turned it down, and Brolin turned it down.
Oh, okay, so Brolin, what, it was official then that Brolin was being targeted.
He
that
was
makes
offered
sense.
It, and him and Gosling turned it down.
I'm so glad Gosling turned it down.
Yeah,
I
me too. I would
him.
Not have seen Gosling as an older Batman.
But I'm surprised Brolin turned it down.
Me too.
Like, he's not like he's, you know.
Probably didn't want to be typecasted.
But he's not
that,
really
at his
like
age.
But he'd make so much money.
And at his age too? I mean, I don't really see it.
It's not all about the money.
It's about the money.
And I think another thing that's interesting with Cranston is they signed him to a 6-picture deal.
I like that. I
like
that a lot.
I like that there's going to be that consistency. We're going to see him cross over. And I think when you have, I mean, the Avengers show that perfectly with
Nick Fury.
Exactly. So when you're getting that crossover in multiple films, it legitimizes it more.
All right. So, Will, what would you like to discuss this week?
I'm going
to
go with the Ong Bak star.
Yeah, this is, I mean,
that's awesome.
This movie is going to be
amazing.
Crazier than Expendables at this point.
I love it. I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, I'm going to read the article quickly. Another ass-kicking actor has joined the cast of Fast and Furious 7, currently fast-tracked at Universal and preparing to shoot later this year under the direction of James Wan, who also directed this year's horror films, The Conjuring and Insidious Chapter 2. THR is reporting that Thai martial arts actor Tony Jaa, who starred in the Ong Bak series of films, is the latest to join the cast of Fast and Furious 7. His exact role is unknown, as the script is still being written by longtime franchise player Chris Morgan, and plot specifics are being kept a secret, though we know Jason Statham is being carried over from the last one. At this point, we got The Rock, we got Statham, we got Diesel. Oh, Rock's not there?
No.
Okay, we got Statham, we got Diesel, we got him, we got Paul Walker. But still, I mean, it's going to be a fresh new take on the series, which is cool. And this guy and Jason Statham in a fight scene is going to be absolutely insane.
I hope they're both villains, though. No, you think he's going to be a good guy? Ong Bak? Tony Jaa?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Anyways, you know what? I'm more excited for this than Expendables 3. Oh, actually, that's not true. Expendables 3, we'll see. But I preferred Fast and Furious 6 over Expendables 2. Oh. I find the movie... Yeah, it gels more.
Wow, that's fucking blasphemy,
what?
Dude.
No. Because Expendables 2 was just was bloated. Like, there was no... I don't know. It was like making fun of itself. It was self-aware. It didn't make me have fun. Like, I was always taken out of it. But Fast and Furious 6, like, they have it down pat. Like, they know exactly what they want to create, and it gels really, really well together. Like, for example, the runway cannot exist in this real world, but I never cared for the plane. Anyways, the number 7 is going to be a lot of fun. New director, yes, but it's not entirely new because we got the same writer, which you need because, like I said, consistency is very good in the past two films. So
now that I think of it, I think Jaw as a heel or a bad guy would actually work better.
Yes, it would.
I'm not sure about his English skills, but they did with Ziyi Zhang in Rush Hour 2. It just making him kind of the badass heel that doesn't have to have a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
I think it makes more sense.
Although then again, though, like I said, if there's Statham, it makes sense that it'd be one against the other because nobody could really go against Statham. If you want to see a fight, I don't know anybody in that team that could take on Statham.
That's also a good point. Anybody else want to chime in?
No, I just wanted to mention that The Rock will be back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't
yes.
know, they said Dwayne John. Maybe you didn't notice The Rock, and because it was his real name, Dwayne.
No,
John.
No. I know his real name, but
yeah, he's mentioned that he will be back. Anyway, yeah. That's all.
There
I
you go.
To say,
so you have The Rock against Statham, and Vin Diesel against Tony Jaa.
So yeah, I'll let D-Ren go.
I just wanted to mention, because I think he definitely will play a villain, because I just see him in the villain role. But, you know, like Will said, it was a very fun movie. I think Fast Five was my favorite. But, I mean, what he brings to this movie besides the martial arts skills, I don't know what he brings besides martial arts. But we also have Ronda Rousey from UFC in this movie. And, you know, this is his first break into the U.S. film market. I know he had On Back and Protector movies, but they were more like Thai martial arts films, so I think this will be fun. I think he'll play a villain, and it's just a fun movie.
Anybody else want to chime in on Fast Furious 7? We'll throw this to Gallifrey. What would you like to discuss this week?
I would like to talk about James Cameron assuming that all movie entertainment will be in 3D.
I love that. Yeah, assuming.
I think he's out of his freaking mind. Let's get to the article. Thanks mostly to James Cameron and the success of Avatar, movie theaters and audiences began embracing 3D technology like gangbusters, for better or worse. While there have certainly been milestone films utilizing the third dimension element in theaters, many more have failed with hastily post-production conversions done for the box office buck, with no regard for whether or not it actually enhances the theatrical experience. As with all technology, it will get better with time. To that end, that's why the director of Aliens and Titanic thinks that eventually all entertainment will be presented in 3D. Gallifrey, I think this is wrong. like they mentioned in the article, there have been so many quick to throw this cheap 3D effect that has ruined a lot of movies for me. I think this should be kept for, you know, the odd, really big theatrical release. Like Avatar was a great example of what they can do, but I can give you 100 examples of where it went wrong. And it seems to me that people are kind of starting to get sick of it. It's turning into a fad. Let's get your thoughts.
I agree with some points that the writer of the article makes. For example, lots of failed 3D movies out there, like Man of Steel, we were just talking about this. I saw it in 3D. I don't remember any 3D. Like, it was supposed to be, and I didn't see it. In fact, in most of the fight scenes in the city, because it was 3D or made to be that way, and everything was moving so fast, it just looked grainy. Gray and not detailed. Nothing was crisp and clear. Because Avatar, it worked. There were so many bright colors. It was all like vegetation. It worked for 3D, but Man of Steel didn't. And the shaky cam in it with 3D, come on. What else didn't work? I can't think of many, but there were so few films that worked in 3D. And I don't think that all filmmakers are going to do that. Unless the filmmakers intend to make a 3D, this is not going to become, how do you say, default for films. It won't. It just won't. But another thing is people are getting bored. I'm not sure if they're bored or it's just because, as the writer says, 3D is expensive. I don't want to pay more for 3D unless it was, let's say, the Christmas, Halloween,
The Guardians. Yes. The Guardians.
The Guardians. That one was very good in 3D. And I feel like because it was animated, it worked. But a lot of live action films, I don't think needed to be 3D. Really don't.
Like, I understand his point. Like, I see where he's coming from. But the big motivation for people to see Avatar was because it was something different technologically. And so, you know, if they're going to do 3 or 4 Avatars, I can't see it making anywhere near as much money. To me, it's still a gimmick. And I see 3D better in kind of like live sports or something like to watch NFL in 3D. But even that, the ESPN 3 has already died off. So I think he's completely wrong. Does anybody else want to talk about this?
Football in 3D? I don't see. How does that work?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to have 3D cameras on the sideline.
I think it would look good.
For myself, sports. Anything that's post-converted 3D, post-converted 3D, I can't stand.
I can't.
If they have to do it afterwards. Okay. Second of all, I adapt. I find I adapt within 20 minutes. I don't feel the 3D anymore.
Me too.
James Cameron, you know. According to what he said on South Park, James Cameron doesn't do what James Cameron does for James Cameron. James Cameron does what James Cameron does because James Cameron is James Cameron.
There you go.
Wait, guys, one thing. Carp and Old School, when I read this line, he predicts that every entertainment will be 3D eventually. What is the first thing that came to my head? Go.
Porn.
I was like, oh, entertainment.
3D cum coming at you.
Why is that the first thing you thought of, Old School?
Because whenever I think of my gay friend, Kebo Trek, I think, what would gay Kebo Trek want? He'd want 3D cum coming at him.
Yeah, he would want it all facial. He would want a facial that's not really a facial.
Imagine 4D porn.
Can we not imagine?
4D porn, like when your buddy jumps in and starts fucking your girlfriend or something?
Anyway.
All right, let's digress.
But you know what? Like Old School says, 3D as a gimmick works so well because then you have the rare gem that is 3D and you just appreciate that even more. Like, I'm going to talk about video games now. I think the Mortal Kombat video game in 3D is just awesome. It looks incredible. Yeah, but not all films, because we don't want to be wearing those uncomfortable glasses in cinema all the time.
Well, they're coming up with technology that doesn't need glasses.
But it's like Carp says, you get used to it after a while. And the gimmick's going to wear off. I think people are going to get sick of it.
In my case, it's like I'm getting more and more fed up with it. Like, I remember being, like, completely in awe with Avatar, but seeing movie after movie that didn't need it, like, it's almost like, for me, it's creating more of a backlash where...
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's like, oh, this is in 3D now, this is in 3D, and it just, I pretty much don't want to see anything in 3D anymore.
What I don't like is having difficulty finding a movie that's not in 3D to watch. Yeah, you know, you want to choose a showing that's not 3D and you can't find it. They won't show it anywhere. And you're like, I just want to pay $5 or $6 just to see the movie. I don't care about the movie that
Ultra
much.
AVX.
No, what I hate is
seats that rumble. You know D-Box 3D.
Ultra AVX, I wanted to watch Avengers the day it came out. And guess what? The only one that was available was Ultra AVX 3D. I'm like, wow, what the fuck? Anyways, it's just not fun. It does create a backlash. It's not positive in my mind either.
They want to make as much money as possible. That's all it is. That's cash grab.
Immediately when I try and see a film, if I find it, it's 3D, I go on Wikipedia and I see if it's post-converted. If it's post-converted, never. I'll skip showtimes if I have to.
Hey, Carp, did you like Dread? That was a good 3D.
Dread was filmed in 3D, though.
Yeah.
So anything you that's filmed it? In 3D. Yeah, I enjoyed Dread. But anything that's filmed in 3D, I will go watch in 3D. If it's post-converted, I will not.
All right, Cart, okay, what would you like to discuss?
Cooper as Rocket Raccoon and Rambo left?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Bradley Cooper to voice Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy.
With Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, and Vin Diesel already lined up to play four of the five cosmic superheroes in Marvel's bold new franchise starter, Guardians of the Galaxy fans were left wondering who would end up voicing the outlandish Rocket Raccoon. Names like Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler. But after a scoop surfaced from Latino Review this morning, THR has confirmed that The Hangover and Silver Linings Playbook star Bradley Cooper will lend his voice to the cocky machine gun wielding hero who is seen but not heard in the footage shown at Comic-Con last month. Do you think this is a good casting for this character, Cart?
Yes, I do. I've heard Bradley Cooper voice act before in a couple other films, and he does a good job. Rocket Raccoon is an interesting character, so we'll see how he plays it off screen, as to say.
Rocket Raccoon?
Is he supposed to be British?
Adam Sandler? Like, really?
Isn't Rocket Raccoon supposed to be British?
I don't know.
Are you telling me Cooper can't pull off a British accent?
I mean, it's because when people understand Rocket Raccoon, it's inspired by a Beatles tune, but it's not a British character. It's a raccoon that was genetically modified, and now he's the guardian of this quadrant, and he becomes one of the Guardians of the Galaxy. So voice acting doesn't matter. They had him on Earth's Avengers, Mightiest Heroes, or whatever, and he had an English voice, but initially nobody could understand him because he spoke raccoon. It's just people were given something that they could understand him in English, and it, you know, he spoke like a normal person. So
how is this series? I've never heard of this.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes? Well, it's animated. It's actually pretty good. Like, it's a good cartoon. It's got a little bit of a G.I. Joe throwback sometimes, I find. G.I. Joe Transformers, like, really hard action with some decent stories. So
I remember when I heard they were going to make Guardians of the Galaxy, like, I knew nothing about it, but just the concept, I'm like, this could be really awesome. And then when I saw this little raccoon with, like, a machine gun, this is going to be bloody brilliant. And, like, I haven't seen anything with them, but Rocket Raccoon's already my second favorite superhero. Just because I think it's such a unique and awesome concept, and I think Cooper's going to do a great job with it.
And thank God it's not Jim Carrey. How awful would that have been?
Oh, what? You prefer Sandler to Carrey?
No, both of them would be horrible.
The Rocket Raccoon.
I'm glad it's neither, because to me, this should not be a comedian voicing this role.
Do not go in there! Woo!
Isn't he pretty violent?
Because he's a straight man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's pissed off at everything.
Yeah, yeah. He's pissed. He's a straight man. So usually it's like, you play like an old, cool, you know, British actor usually pulls it off. Oh. Whatever.
Is he charming like Puss in Boots?
No.
No, he'll tries to kill things, blow them up and stuff.
Oh.
He's pissed off for getting, you know, genetically modified.
I find it funny we have a girl on our show. The first reaction is like, hey, is he cute like Puss in Boots? No. Get out of our show.
It's a raccoon. And you said
raccoon
he spoke raccoon.
Blew up Puss in Boots with his fucking machine gun.
I just love the concept of him, though. I remember when I first saw the picture, I'm like, how can't this be awesome?
Wait, so this would be cooler than the talking tree played by Vin Diesel?
Yeah, the grog smash. It's going to be less words than the Hulk, which is perfect for
him. Okay, we're speaking about Vin Diesel. He's coming out with a new, what's that movie there?
Riddick.
Riddick, yeah. You're telling me you can understand Riddick better than Batman? I'm Riddick.
He talks the exact same way in Triple X in the Fast and the Furious flicks.
Like, I'll play the trailer for you if you want. It's too much effort to voice a breath.
I agree. That trailer was incomprehensible. Good, yeah, yeah.
But that's actually, Vin guys, Diesel acting.
No. Vin Diesel's best acting is in The Iron Giant, where he changes voice around. Yeah, big time.
All right, D. Rand, you've got the Rambo TV series coming with Stallone. Entertainment One and New Image are teaming up to develop and produce a TV series based on the Rambo franchise. The pair will jointly develop the series and shop it to broadcasters in the U.S. and internationally. Sylvester Stallone is in talks to join the project on a creative level and potentially reprise his iconic role as Rambo. D. Ren, good thing, bad thing? Can Rambo be a TV show? And at Stallone's age, do you think it's a good idea to cast him in the lead?
As much as I want to see a Rambo TV series with him in it, I just don't see myself wanting to see this. I mean, I think Rambo 4 was the perfect ending to the movie, and I guess I would be okay with a Rambo 5, but I just don't want to keep seeing continuing adventures of Rambo. I don't know. I guess it kind of plateaued with, like, you know, Rambo 4. I'm like, I don't want to see a TV series. It's going to be lower budget. It's going to be, you know, I guess more dramatic. I mean, it's not a bad thing sometimes, but, you know, I just want to see bullets spray and, like, random Asian villains.
What about the first two Rambos? Wasn't that more of, you know, more dialogue and character-based?
The first one was plenty of action, and then the third one was him and Colonel, whatever his name is.
Mustafa, yeah.
Colonel Trout. Yeah, him and Colonel Trout, like, in a trench against... Yeah, Troutman against, like, tanks and helicopters and... You know, it's like an iconic scene, but I don't see the transition to TV that successful. I know also the Transporter has a TV iteration, and
that franchise. I mean, like the first 15 movies, I got the point. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the first one was very good, and they, you know, they kind of had a decline. The second one was a little. That was pretty bad. The third one was a little better than the second, but, you know, it's now they're making a TV series. I don't know how excited I am. So with Rambo, I don't know if I'll be excited. What, are they going to shoot this in Toronto or Vancouver or something like this? I don't know.
Yeah, to me, it's a movie property. I don't see it going well on the small screen. Anybody else want to discuss this?
What network would they shop this with? I mean, how level of violent is it going to be?
NBC needs a hit,
NBC's got their comedies. That's what
they put it on Netflix.
Not Netflix. For this, they'd probably want a wide audience, but, like, the best I think they could do is AMC.
Agreed.
So you can't put this on the national network. There's no way. Not with the violence that Rambo's supposed to be.
I've been hearing now that he wouldn't, like, Rambo himself wouldn't be in it. I don't know.
What the hell's the point?
I don't know if it would be, like, a Rambo-esque
Batman show. Without the Batman.
Yeah, but I guess it's kind of a, like, you're not going to see Stallone on a weekly television series. But my biggest problem with this is I think the ultimate fate of Rambo should be that he dies. And I don't necessarily want to see 4, 5, 6 years of Rambo. He's a very tortured guy, and he works better in a movie setting. And I'd like to see one more movie where the conclusion of his story is him dying.
All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. Who's seen anything? Because there wasn't much out last week, the preview. So, has anybody seen any movies?
Yes. I forced Will to watch Mortal Instruments with me.
Oh, God. The City of Bones. Hold on. Where's my puke? Where's my puke sound effect there? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And you know what? It was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay for an adaptation. Yeah,
hold on. Before I throw it to the chick, no offense, I want to throw it to the actual person who's going to give an unbiased opinion.
Are you sure it's going to be unbiased?
You know what? We're gonna get the negative first, and we'll see if Gallifrey can convince us otherwise.
Okay. Firstly, who said I would think badly about this movie? Second of all, I give it 5 on 10. Thank you very much. Twilight, as bad as it may be, stands alone as a film. You don't have to read the books. In this one, they might have tried, but the fact that that wasn't their goal from the get-go shows readily. This movie's got... Oh, guys, by the way, guys, Bach was a demon hunter. It's revealed in the movie that Bach is a demon hunter. Stuff like that. Also, if you guys like your, like, love triangles, this has... Check this. Has a love, I guess, a love rectangle. And in that love rectangle is both incest and homosexuality. Just bringing it out there.
He is making it sound worse than it is. God.
Okay, well, wait.
Allow him to have 30 seconds.
Okay, fine. It's not Twilight, okay? What it is the way I see it, it's a reimagining of Buffy the Vampire Slayer by a current-day Hollywood executive. So everybody looks like they're from The Matrix, and it's just CGI galore type of thing. The part that I actually didn't like about the movie, I didn't really mind that as much. I just didn't like the fact that I didn't understand what was happening. And certain key elements you never really get the gist of. Like, one guy has a curse, and that's a plot point, but he only reveals it at the end, when the point is passed. So it didn't really... I don't know, stuff like that. It just didn't hold up well as a movie on its own. That's my main think about it. So right. I give it a 5 on 10.
Gallifrey, try to convince us otherwise.
Okay. You know what? The problem with this is that it's an adaptation of a book. And so it tries to adapt the book, and then I guess halfway through decides, you know what, we want to make the audience, general audience, understand this so that they could watch it too. And that's where it has its flaws, because where they should focus on explaining the backstory, they don't. They kind of throw in hints here and there, and so you kind of feel like it comes from left field. What's going on here? And then that plot point hits, and you're like, wow, that twist came out of nowhere. So that's what it feels like for general audience, I suppose. But, I mean, I think it did okay, because this book, the key point of this book is that it's all about the twist. And so that was the end goal. And
no wonder why he hates it. It's an M. Night Shyamalan ripoff.
No. And you know what? It is not Twilight. You know, I can't even defend this. You know, it's a guilty
pleasure.
It's
incest and homosexual Twilight. Well, actually, yeah, it is Twilight.
Okay, wait,
what's
honestly,
homosexual
this...
in Twilight?
What?
The entire movie?
No. But I'm honest. There's actually a lot of gay stuff in this movie. It was written by a young girl, and so she has a very liberal mind. And there is quite a bit of homosexuality.
This is gonna sound even worse, and you may not want to watch it. But the writer of the books used to write fan fiction for Harry Potter.
Done. I'm hanging up on you.
Yeah, you're pretty much done at that point. Sorry. Can we just get a rating on this?
Fine. My rating is something like a 6.5.
So, yeah, go check it out.
Wait. No. Question for Gallifrey.
Hey,
where did the portal come from?
The portal?
Yeah. And from the dark shadow.
It's just there.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what
it's built into the institution. The Shadow Hunters.
All right, that's enough of this. Let's get into the weekend box office. And, Lee Daniels, the butler, once again, because of, you know, a saturated old movie market, is coming first again, $16.5 million. We're the Millers, hanging on to second place, racking in another $13 million. It's got a total domestic of $91 million. Speaking of the Moral Instruments, City of Bones, it debuted with an amazing $9.3 million, with a budget of $60 million. The lead writer will never make a film ever again. The World's End debuted with $8.8 million with a budget of $20 million. You know, this British comedy, I think it, with DVD sales and whatnot, it'll make its money back eventually.
I think this is what they were hoping for anyways.
Yeah. Planes came in at number 5 with $8.5 million. It's got a total domestic of $59 million. You're Next! The Goldberg... No, You're Next, the $7 million debut.
Guys, I heard that was good, by the way. I heard that was very good.
Yeah, it's really? It's getting some really good reviews. It's got like a 76 on Metacritic.
That's not bad.
What was the budget on that? Do you know?
Cheap. It's a horror flick, dude.
Yeah, it's really cheap. So
I'm going to say maybe $15 million at most.
There you go. Elysium racked in another $6.9
million. Hey, guys, wait. Who's in Elysium?
Matt Damon. Total gross of $68 million. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, $5.2 million. Number 9, Kick-Ass with $4.3 million. It's got a total domestic of 22. Ugh. And rounding out to top 10, Blue Jasmine with $3.9 million. Let's check out the movies that are coming out this week. We've got a couple. We're going to play the first trailer for Getaway and get your thoughts.
Where are you taking me?
Leanne, can you hear me?
Brent, what's going on?
Are you okay? Have they hurt you? Put my wife back on! Is she alive?
For now, she will remain.
What is this, Taken?
In that way, as long as you follow my instructions. Drive.
Those aren't a lot of instructions, anyway. Sorry.
I know who you are. You have a beautiful wife. And an ability few others have. Now I have you. I'm watching you. Always. You will await further instructions.
Get out.
You got the wrong car.
Get out.
What?
Drive away now.
I can't.
Drive away. Take her with you.
What do you want me to do with her?
Kill her.
I'm not a killer.
Good. You will need her help if you want your wife back.
I'm going to make you an offer.
What is he after?
I don't know. Do exactly as I say, and your wife lives.
She's beautiful.
Refuse or get caught, the game's over. She dies. The clock is ticking.
What happens when this is done? Why would he even give her back to you?
It seems like an obvious choice to me.
Hold on!
But I give you a moment to think about it.
I'm not dying for you.
Five. Four. Three.
I need to be told that she is all right.
Two.
And when this is going to be over.
One. Your answer, Mr. Magna. I want my wife back.
To me, this is if Taken and Transported had a baby, it would be Ethan Hawke's Getaway. It's Thordis to have you set, yay or nay?
Nay.
Gallifrey?
Yay.
Will?
Yay. Dude, this is John Voight in the same role he's playing in Anaconda. Same accent, too, for sure. I'm watching this.
Oh, I thought it was that guy with the beard.
No.
You know that guy in the beard is the antagonist in every movie?
Which guy with the beard?
No, that just that guy with the beard.
Dude,
he's
that's
like,
not helping.
He's like a Russian guy. He's like he's always the bad guy.
Are you talking
guy.
About Peter Stormare?
Yes.
He's a beard. He has a beard Stormare, I guess.
The one with the white beard. There.
Yeah.
The,
no, he has a white goatee here and there. He played the devil in Constantine, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
No,
that's
this
Peter
is this
Stormare.
Is John. This is Angelina Jolie's dad, by the way.
Yeah. This is John.
I know John Voight is.
Oh.
I didn't know it was John Voight.
Yeah, it's John Voight. It's gonna be that he's using the same accent he had in Anaconda.
It's like okay. Let's make an action movie. Who's free? Ethan Hawke, Selena Gomez, get her cheap. Okay, let's get like a bunch of cars. And what was that Taken movie? Yeah, just do that. And the Transporter. Like that, to me, that's what it is.
I want to watch it. Why not? I actually like Sean Voight, and he's one of a few actors in Hollywood who just like does it for shits and giggles. And he has a lot of fun doing his role. So I'll tell you this. Hopefully it won't be too long. I sent out an autograph request to him once. I gave him a nice letter. I sent him a picture of him in Anaconda. And he sent it back to me, signed, and he wrote, "I sometimes watch this movie just for laughs." And I was like, this guy's chill. So I'll watch whatever he does.
All right, Cabo Trek.
Yay for me.
Really?
Selena Gomez.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait. But Cabo, if you want to come and get it.
I don't get it.
I'll give you an E for effort. D-Ren.
Yeah, I guess so. It looks like a good end of summer movie, like the Dorson Gordon Levin movie Premium Rush. So I say yes, I guess.
All good. All right, let's
what the
get.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, that's the second time I forgot about you.
Because when I used,
I know it's
wait,
my first week
softball,
back
bro.
In a while.
You hard. Haven't been on the show in like a year. All right, Carp, yay or nay?
Yay for two reasons. First, no CGI in any of the car crashes. Oh. And two, I got advanced screening passes. So.
Well, there you go. For sure you're going. All right. Let's throw the next trailer on. It's called Closed Circuit.
November 30th, 1043. Bright sunny day, innocent people. Truck approaches from the west entrance.
Mate, you can't park here!
1045. No time to do anything about it.
This is the most high-profile murder case in British history.
You and Ms. Howe are defending the accused terrorist from the government.
And you're from the New York Times.
I don't speak to journalists about trials relating to matters of national security.
Do you know of any reason which would prejudice your ability to carry out this case?
No, my lord.
No, my lord, and I have no reason. There is some evidence against you, which the prosecution believes should be kept secret from the public and from you.
You broke into my chambers.
I think you're mistaken. Claudia, we're being managed. With
than 6 months, our client goes from driving a taxi to driving a brand new Mercedes, spending $2,000 a week. Where did all the money come from?
The British intelligence brought him in as a double agent. He was supposed to lead them to the terrorist cell before the attack. And that's where it all went wrong. Prior to the bombing, there was no contact between MI5 and the defendant. Defense lawyers who ask the wrong sorts of questions, they're expendable.
There are over 500,000 closed-circuit cameras in London. I'm sure there are at least half a dozen watching you right now.
There are people who really want a conviction here.
Should have kept her mouth shut.
MI5 do not kill people on the mainland. Then what the hell have you got yourself into?
We're simply trying to defend our client. Dump your bag, dump everything.
Get out of there, now.
There are powers at play that neither you nor I may even hope to control.
Closed Circuit. Hey, got Eric Bana with a British accent. I might check this out on DVD, but not really a movie theater watching for me. It's sort of this too Gallifrey year now.
No.
All right, Kebo Track.
Maybe a rental.
Yeah, I agree. Heavy Set.
Nah.
Carp.
Rental.
D-Ren.
It sounds pretty boring, but on another note, I think Carp's going to go see the One Direction movie.
I'm sure he will.
One Direction movie that we are not mentioning.
Well, no, I bought tickets for me and Carp. It's going to happen.
Who the hell is
it? First of all, it would be Carp and I, and second of all, that will never happen.
Who is One Direction?
Right. Exactly. All right, let's check out
who's One Direction.
There you go. Let's check out the wonderful world of DVDs. Cabo Track, what's coming out this week?
We have the two big ones, and that's the Koch and Kon-Tiki. We have two big movies coming out this week, The Great Gatsby and Pain and Gain. I haven't seen either of them, so I'll let you guys talk about them.
Pain and Gain is fantastic.
Yeah, Pain and Gain is definitely a must-see.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
It was really good.
But aren't you rooting for
the bad guys? It was Michael Bay sans explosions.
Yeah, aren't you rooting for the bad guys, though, in this movie?
Of course. Why would you not root for the antagonists?
But that's what's unique about it.
And the fact that The Rock, I was amazed at his acting. I thought he was just this one-dimensional actor, and he was really good in this movie.
Yeah, he did a great job. Great Gatsby, Heavy, you saw that one, right?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. I think it's be worth watching if you haven't seen it, especially right now with Good Rent or something. I thought it was really good in the theater.
How great was it? Was it really a great Gatsby?
It was
lame.
Really a great Gatsby.
All right. There you go, Kebo Trek. You had something to talk about this week. Let's check out The Wonderful World of Netflix.
Cette semaine à Netflix, tabarnak, qu'est-ce qui de vache?
Where'd you get this from?
This week in Netflix.
Actually, I made it myself.
It's
all right.
Amazing.
USA Netflix, we've got Our Idiot Brother and Dread. So that we got a couple of good movies there, yeah. If you want to check that out. And a Canadian Netflix, we've got Moneyball, fantastic movie.
Yes.
If you're a baseball fan.
Even then, you know what? You don't have to be a baseball fan. It's just a good movie.
Yeah, if you're a numbers guy, it's also good. And Highland Park. So that being said, who won it this week? Was it America or Canada, eh?
USA.
Okay. Maybe it's a tie then. Will.
I think it's a tie.
Gallifrey.
I don't care about any of these.
All right.
You didn't like Dread?
I like Dread, but we have the DVD.
But which one? It's Canada versus the US.
Well, all right. The one that has Dread wins.
America. Yeah, we got one for America. Kebo Trek.
Tie.
D-Ren.
America, just because it has Dread and Our Idiot Brother with Paul Rudd.
Okay, America wins this week. All right, speaking of jobbers, let's check out Carp's Bargain Bin.
You're a bastard.
I love sluts. They're the best. They're so much easier than all the rest. I love sluts. I love whores. I love tramps. I love skins. I love sluts.
Carp, what is in your bargain bin this week?
This week, a good old-fashioned orgy.
Okay, no, but what's in the bargain
bin? No, seriously, it's a good old-fashioned orgy.
It's
a comedy from 2011. Quick plot summary. A group of 30-year-olds who have been friends since high school attempt to throw an end-of-the-summer orgy. Basically, it's a comedy. that slightly delves into rom-com at some points, but stays more with comedy than rom-com. You got Jason Sudeikis, Nick Kroll, he's the guy who plays Ruxin in The League, Tyler Lubin, a great Canadian comedian, Will Forte from SNL, and then on the attractive ladies side, you got some Leslie Bibb and some Lake Bell, and a few other attractive females in it.
Yeah, this sounds actually pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. Sudeikis, you know, he plays his kind of straight edge comedy that he does there. The opening, like, simple basis is it's all these 30-year-old guys who live in New York, but Jason Sudeikis' character's father owns a big summer house in the Hamptons, so they all go there to party. And their first party of the year was the Redneck Bash. And they're all dressed up with mullets, and some guys are wearing Union Jacks, and like there's a fake pregnant...
Wait, dude, it's not a Union Jack. Union Jack? Sure, it's not the Southern Jack, flag?
Yeah, the Southern one there.
Confederate flag.
Confederate, yeah. I'm Canadian. I don't know better. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I definitely suggest seeing it. It's a 7 out of 10 for me.
What, did you laugh?
Oh, yeah, I laughed quite a bit at some points. There's a part where they're kind of playing wiffle ball, and Nick Kroll's character is trying to bat, and he keeps missing. No, sorry, Tyler Lubin's character is trying to bat, and Nick Kroll's character says, "Wow, you're making Tom Hanks sad right now," referencing to A League of Their Own.
I didn't want
to. So it's got some moments that are really funny. It's got some nudity. It's called A Good Old-Fashioned Orgy. David Krochecker from Anchorman, he's in it too.
Who is he playing Anchorman?
The sports guy.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait, side note to you, Carp. Did you know that, since you like Nick Kroll, did you know that there was actually a TV series on the caveman from the Geico ads? Were actually a TV show, and one of them was Nick Kroll. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, check it out.
I know he's in The League, and The League is one of the best comedies ever.
Oh, by far.
All right, so let's close up the show. Your final thoughts start with Heavyset.
Everybody needs to really calm down about the whole Ben Affleck thing and Batman, because if you don't like it, that he's being put in it, then you can Argo fuck yourself,
brother.
All right. Very well put, my friend.
And if we're going to do plugs, there's actually quite a lot. NFL Easy Picks is starting back up. Hopefully by the time this episode's posted, I will have the first official episode of the season. Ohio Indie Report, I just did an episode last week talking about a bunch of stuff. I know I have another one coming up probably this week as well. And also, if you're on Facebook, be sure to like us, like all the shit, Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indie Report, and NFL Easy Picks. I don't even care if you like it and then hide it from your feed. Just help me out and like my shit, please. I need friends.
Like his feces, please. Cart, let's get your final thoughts and plugs.
Oh, I got a couple of things as well. StableWars.com, we have a UFC pay-per-view coming up, and the new WWE season of Stable Wars is starting up. Sign up, you can win a prize. Second of all, for my fellow beer drinkers out there, I'm going to suggest the Untappd app. It's to suggest beer drinking for friends. You can always catch me there, Killer Carpe Diem as well.
Awesome. Kebo Trek, final thoughts?
Not much.
You don't have anything. Like, you have a week to fucking prepare.
But I don't have anything to, like, what am I going to plug?
Let's quote you. Let's plug quote Defiance. You from every episode ever made. Not much, but just go see it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the end of every fucking episode, okay? I'm going to go to every episode, and the first thing this is, it comes out of your mouth, Kebo Trek, final thoughts. Not much. Watch. I'm going to clip it.
I don't know.
Next week, I'm going to clip a 4-minute fucking montage.
Like D-Ren said, I'll plug Defiant.
A montage.
A great sci-fi show, it's and evil. Everyone should check it out.
Okay. It's evil.
Which show?
D-Ren.
Defiant. It's on the Sci-Fi Network. It's a, it's a great show.
Exactly. D-Ren, final thoughts and plugs.
Well, this will be my last episode for a few months because I will be having class on Tuesday, so I'll see you guys in December. And a quick plug. My brother-in-law is writing a comic book that's supposed to come out in 2014 called The Chieftains. So you can check out the Facebook page, and I think the Twitter is the_Chieftains.
All right. What's it about?
It's set during the Bronze Age in Middle East. So I saw some of the artwork. It was pretty cool. But right now I don't know too much about the story. So.
All right. Check that out. Gallifrey, let's get your final thoughts.
To all the fans of the Mortal Instruments, I'm sorry if I didn't make a very good defense for the film. It's just...
The Hosanos and the porno.
It's just, if you want to watch a fantasy film, and it doesn't have to be that good, but you just want to have fun, go and see this movie. What can you say?
If you want to watch fantasy, that's not very good.
Just have fun. It's not bad. It's just not perfect.
It's just not bad. It's just completely horrible.
For me, it's a guilty pleasure. It's just, I watch it, but whatever. I'm not crazy for it.
You have your right to watch whatever you want. Will, plugs, final thoughts. To echo
what Heavy said, I really don't think we should give Ben Affleck too much flack. I think he'll be fine. And I watched a great movie called Side Effects, and I was the kind of guy who didn't like Jude Law. I was a young kid. I thought he was lame, whatever. He's actually a pretty good actor, and this movie, pretty awesome, very intelligent. So if anybody wants to watch a good suspense film, I would recommend Side Effects.
Is that the one with awesome. Rooney Mara?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's very good.
Awesome. So for Will, Heavy Set, Carp, D-Ren, Cabotrek, Gallifrey, I'm Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Start it. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Brother.
Started from the bottom, now the
slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Are you ready?
Did you know we've moved?
Move it! I like to move it, move it. What's the move? Come on, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table. And the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Pending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
How do I get to the hockey game, eh?
From what
the hell are the Tim Hortons? I don't see any Tim Hortons around.
It's no longer just a stereotype that Canadians are nice. You go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. Anyway, yay.
D-Ren, are you there, douchebag? Douchebag, are you back on the line?
It shows him still connecting. He must have the A.H. Walker internet.
Like Bad Flack. Co-promotion with the Aflack Duck. Or Bad Flack.
Play the lead antagonist.
According to what he said on South Park, James Cameron doesn't do what James Cameron does for James Cameron. James Cameron does what James Cameron does because James Cameron is James Cameron.
With Chris Pratt,
Zoe Zelanda.
Zaldana. It's Joe Saldana.
Zoe Zaldana.
All right.
Who's like slitting his wrist?